studios in New York City. This is Charlie Rose.
We begin this evening by looking at the conflict in Syria. There are reports of heightened activity at some of the country's chemical weapons sites. This has sparked concerns that the Syrian military will use the arms against the opposition. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton issued this warning to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
We have made our views very clear. This is a red line for the United States. I'm not going to telegraph in any specifics what we would do in the event of credible evidence that the Assad regime has resorted to using chemical weapons against their own people. But suffice it to say, we are certainly planning to take action if that eventuality were to occur.
Joining me now from Washington, Eric Schmidt of the New York Times. He and David Sanger wrote a piece in the Times this morning about Syria moving its chemical weapons, and the U.S. and allies cautiously take note. What is the evidence that what is going on, Eric?
Well, Charlie, U.S. intelligence, along with allied intelligence service in the region, have been monitoring these chemical weapons sites, some three dozen of them, very closely for the past several months, both with satellite imagery as well as electronic eavesdropping. And what they've detected in the last few days is, as you indicated, some movement of that, and also something a little bit different than what has been seen before, some further stages of the possible use of the of these chemical weapons and in the preparatory stages of that. Our sources wouldn't tell us what exactly that was, but it's got U.S. officials very concerned, as Secretary of State Clinton's remarks indicated.
Because it has always been made, I thought, clear that if there was one incident that would promote some kind of higher level of participation in Syria by military forces, it would be some change in the chemical weapons, whether they want to move them or whether they plan to use them. And we also have the backdrop that the Syrians have always said they will not use these weapons on their own people. Do they now?
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. And President Obama in August clearly delineated those red lines, that if they were to move these out of their storage site, or certainly to employ them against the Syrian people or anyone else, that would be a trigger point for some type of Western action. Now, the Pentagon has drawn up some very preliminary plans to send as many as 75,000 troops into Syria to secure these chemical weapons sites. But as of just today, there have been no signs that any of those